All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Thursday saw the New York Giants find themselves a new general manager, and it was a very familiar face. Dave Gettleman was named as the seventh general manager in the franchise history of the Giants. Now, Gettleman spent the last 4 years as the GM for the Carolina Panthers, but previous to that, he worked for the Giants in their personnel department from 1999 through 2012. And I think it was important for the Giants to go out there and get Gettleman. I really thought that he was the favorite to land this job from the get-go once the team parted with Jerry Reese as their GM a few weeks ago, because Gettleman has been within the Giants organization and he understands the Giants way. And typically the Giants have been an organization that they hire people within their quote unquote family. And Gettleman understands what is expected of this team. Gettleman understands the business of how this team goes about doing things. And I think that was important for Giants co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch, understanding that Giant way. And I think what Gettleman is going to do, he's going to get back to the basics for this New York Giants club. And I think the first question that Dave Gettleman has to ask, is it time to reload or is it time to rebuild around quarterback Eli Manning? Of course, Eli Manning, it did not and has not had his best season this year. And I think a big part of that is due to the injuries. And on top of that, previous GM Jerry Reese did not do a good job over the past 5 years of drafting around Eli Manning, especially in the running game as well as on the offensive line. And that really showed up this year. And I think it showed up even more once the injuries to the wide receivers came into play, because you look at what Eli Manning has had to work with this year and it has not been pretty. So I think that was important. It's going to be important for Gettleman to address that. The Giants more than likely are going to have the second overall pick in the upcoming draft. And, you know, so they're going to be picking at the beginning of each round. So it's important for them to find, you know, players who can not only come in and start, but, you know, try to get back to having depth on this club. Now, will Gettleman keep Steve Spagnuolo, who is the interim head coach for the Giants, as the D coordinator for next season? We'll have to wait and see. But his first order of business is to go out there and find a head coach for this team. You know, some guys, I'm just throwing some names out there. David Shaw at Stanford, John Gruden, former Bucks head coach, and Mike Smith, who is the current defensive coordinator at Tampa Bay, who was a former Atlanta Falcons head coach. You know, they could be long shots, they could be in play, but it all comes down to who Gettleman is going to hire. And I guarantee you that Mara and Tisch are going to step back and allow Gettleman to get the guy that he feels most comfortable with in this position. I mean, we saw what Gettleman was able to do during his tenure with the Carolina Panthers as he helped them reach the Super Bowl at the end of the 2015 season. So what happens going forward? I think the first order of business is for Gettleman to go out there and find himself a head coach. But Gettleman is a guy, he understands the way that the Giants want to go about doing things. He's a no-nonsense guy, especially when it comes to negotiations. And he's going to go out there and find guys who want to win and, more importantly, want to do it the Giants way. So guys have to check their egos, and a lot of guys who are looking for new deals heading into the offseason for Big Blue, they might have to face a harsh reality because Gettleman is not attached at the hip with any of them. And he wants to go out there and find guys that are going to win. So it's a new era. It's a new old era for Giants football, to say, but the least. But I guarantee you it will not be long before Dave Gettleman has turned things around for one of the more storied franchises in the National Football League. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, the 2018 campaign for the Cyclones will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from week number 17 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.